This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Deliver Us from Evil. Dear friends, knowing the divine nature of Jesus, I've always felt that Christ was just toying with Satan before he told him to get lost. Up against Jesus, Satan never had a chance. He gave it his best shot, bribery, flattery, trickery, and he came up empty every time. In reading this week's gospel, we may be tempted to see Satan as a pushover, and that would suit him just fine. In our gospel, Jesus is just beginning his public life. He's still more or less an unknown quantity. But Satan knows Jesus well enough to send in his first team and try to take him on head to head. He's got very different plans for us. Rather than direct confrontation, Satan lays a lifelong siege to souls, undermining, eroding, chipping away. His plan is to make evil merely commonplace, the norm. He's the master of the slippery slope, turning petty prejudices into hatred, and hatred, well, into Holocaust. His favorite ploy is as old as Adam and Eve. Pride is the undoing of countless souls. Once we believe that we're the arbiter of good and evil, well, the game is lost. What feeds our appetites becomes good. What denies them becomes evil. Lately, this convolution of values has been accompanied by a fig leaf of self-justification. Think about it. How many times have you heard people say, I'm a spiritual person, but I just can't buy into religion? Like a sheep who strays from the protection of the shepherd, that soul has been marked for destruction. The first frisky steps of what is disguised as freedom leads right to the jaws of the predator. And once pride takes over, all the rest is easy. Truth gets to be what you want it to be. Moving a decimal point on a tax return, well, that's no big deal. An office flirtation never hurt anybody. Everyone does it. You'd be dumb not to. There's no harm if you don't get caught. Pretty soon, Satan doesn't even have to bother with temptation. We're out there looking for it and finding it, well, everywhere. So what do we do to learn from this gospel? First, take Satan seriously, whether you call him the devil, Beelzebub, or just plain evil. Whether you envision some cartoon character with horns and a tail, or simply some corrupting ethereal force, Satan lives and you're in his sights. Know too that while we strive to be like Jesus, we're not Jesus. We're not equipped to debate with the devil. He's smarter than we are, and he's been at it a very, very long time. C.S. Lewis warns us, like a good chess player, he's always trying to maneuver you into a position where you can only save your castle by losing your bishop. Choosing the lesser of two evils is no choice at all. So what to do? Like Jesus, fill your life with goodness. Leave no room for evil. Give the earliest signs of temptation to God. He knows how to handle it. He'll bless you for it. Like Jesus, be humble but resolute in the face of evil. Run and hide in the Lord. Make your life an active, ongoing conversation with God. Be assured that evil will come many times in many guises, but when it does, make sure you're not fumbling to find God's number in some forgotten address book. Keep him on speed dial. Stay close to him. Better yet, define your whole life as a life in Christ, not once, but in daily prayerful rededication. To live in Christ means he's right there with you, always ready to deliver us from evil. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.